Governor Walker says no to building the road, and the Haynesboro manager is fired in a 4-2 vote. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Citing the state's multi-billion dollar financial crisis, Governor Bill Walker announced Thursday that the state is no longer backing construction of the Juneau Access Improvements Project. The road extension has been a divisive issue for Juneau, Haynes, and Skagway. KTOO's Jeremy Shea reports.
For years, state transportation officials backed an extension of the road along Lynn Canal about 50 miles north. It would end at the Katsahine River. The plan called for a new ferry terminal there, which would provide short ferry rides to Haynes, Skagway, and the road system. Walker's office says Thursday's decision does not preclude other transportation improvements in the northern Lynn Canal corridor. In a written statement, Walker acknowledged that many will be disappointed by the difficult decision. He says he understands the importance of construction projects, but that resolving the state's multi-billion dollar fiscal crisis must be the priority. He made a promise, too. He says, quote, "Above all, I was reminded that Southeast Alaska communities are deeply interconnected, with or without roads, and I pledge to do what I can to support and strengthen those critical economic and social ties," end quote. Juneau Senator Dennis Egan is among the disappointed. The Democrat is especially concerned about the money already committed to the project.
So we have, you know, almost $40 million sitting here. And although the governor said that, you know, he'd work on keeping it here in the district, I'm worried about that. You know how the legislature works. But if we can use that money, there are 59 other legislators besides me that are going to try to get a piece of the pie.
Walker committed to work with Juneau and the surrounding communities to put the money to its best use. Egan says the legislature could theoretically override the governor's decision, though that's unrealistic, and the governor's decision effectively kills the project for the next budget year. Emily Ferry is with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, which has fought versions of the project for decades.
It's just good news for everyone to put it to a rest. I feel a little bit like the issue has held the region hostage in a way, particularly in terms of developing a marine highway system that is really functional and reliable. It's such an enormous sum of money that would be consumed by this project and such a kind of huge variable as to whether it's going to go forward or not.
State officials estimated the project would cost $574 million. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, a longtime Southeast resident, says it's the right decision. Juneau Mayor Ken Kelch says the decision hurts the construction, fishing, tourism, and mining industries.
Today's announcement definitely feels like a body blow. There's one thing all that Juneau agrees on. We need to make Juneau more accessible to the rest of Alaskans and a place where our working families can afford to live.
The governor's office says it's working with federal highway officials and does not expect it will need to repay federal funds. Work done to date will remain available for future use. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
KHNS will have a story with local reaction to the governor's decision in tomorrow evening's newscast. The Haynes Borough Assembly dismissed Borough Manager Bill Seward in a 4-2 vote Wednesday night. The decision followed an over three-hour-long evaluation in which each assembly member was critical of the new manager, who had been on the job 6 months. At Seward's request, the majority of the emotional meeting happened in public instead of in executive session. Newly elected Assemblymember Tom Morfitt started the discussion with a written statement.
Mr. Seward has, in my opinion, made continuous missteps that reflect his judgment and diligence are not at the caliber required to do this job effectively. Moreover, I do not believe these skills can be taught.
Morfitt listed 16 examples to support his point. In July, a couple weeks after he started on the job, Seward tried to put the small boat harbor expansion on hold and divert funding to another project, Lutac Dock. Also that month, Seward banned two residents from the borough offices and tried to bolster security at the building. The assembly later shut that effort down. Morfitt said these incidents and more demonstrate a rogue manager who doesn't follow directions from his boss, the assembly.
The manager takes actions outside of his job description, lacks understanding of borough laws, exceeds the parameters of his authority, and ignores the chain of command and opinions of his subordinates.
Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer emphasized that they hired Seward knowing he had no municipal experience. Seward spent more than 20 years in the Coast Guard before applying to the Haines manager position.
It was the entire assembly's responsibility to try to offer the training and guidance and support he needed. Whether or not that could be rectified, I don't know. I just also want to share in some of the responsibility if things aren't going as swimmingly as we hoped. I think we need to own some of that a little bit.
But Friednauer also had concerns. She said several borough employees called her unsolicited to share negative experiences they had with Seward. Friednauer said the employee concerns included a lack of objectivity, a challenging atmosphere, disrespect, preconceived bias, and a lack of understanding about municipal structure. The assembly also brought up an email they received recounting a phone call Seward allegedly made to an engineering firm that employs Haines resident Gershon Cohen. Cohen's boss, David Del Porto, said in the phone call, Seward threatened his business. Here's Assemblyman Ron Jackson.
It shocked me when I read that because it's not the persona that I've come to know. So you seem like a totally different person than the one that did that.
The meeting went into executive session to discuss this particular incident. That part of the discussion was behind closed doors because it included another person, Cohen. The contrast Jackson referred to was a theme in the assembly comments. They said Seward seemed like a nice, generous person when he interacted with them, but then they would hear about interactions he had with other people that showed a different side. When Seward was given the chance to speak, he admitted he made mistakes. He said he tried to base decisions on assembly input, but
trying to work for seven bosses is also sometimes challenging because you're all very diverse and you all have different wisdom, different perspectives.
Friednauer asked Seward, taking everything he's heard into account, how he would move forward if he stayed on as manager.
You know, folks, I'm here to stay. So, I mean, I'm going to learn from it. You gave me tons of good constructive feedback. And I'm going to take this feedback and do everything I can to improve.
Friednauer pressed Seward on what specifically he needed from the assembly to improve. Seward told the assembly members to pop in his office or email him when they have issues. After a while, Friednauer spoke up again.
I wanted to be wooed with the question I asked you, and I felt like it was two different dichotomies again. Someone said, like, wow, you were like, no, I'm here to stay. And I was like, all right, like, let's do this. And like, you were committed and you took it, all the constructive criticisms, like you said, and then so I was ready to hear a plan, and I didn't.
Assemblyman Mike Case proposed giving Seward a second chance. He suggested the assembly put Seward on a 3-month probationary period and reevaluate him then.
I don't want to make this a revolving manager door where every 6 months or a year, or year and a half, we try to get a new manager. We're never going to get the perfect manager.
But other assembly members expressed hesitation with Case's suggestion. They said they were unsure 3 months would make a difference. Morfitt made a motion to terminate Seward's contract for cause. He said the assembly shouldn't settle.
I don't think that we can have standards high enough for this position.
Mayor Jan Hill defended Seward. She pleaded with the assembly to reject Morfitt's motion.
An evaluation is a tool, not a weapon. And tonight it feels like you're all axe throwers, and I'm really sad.
The motion to terminate Seward's contract passed 4-2. Morfitt, Friednauer, Jackson, and Tresham Gregg voted in favor. Case and Heather Lendy were opposed. That decision was met with furious responses from former Assemblymember Diana Lapham and resident Don Turner, who were in the audience. Lapham called the decision an atrocity, and Turner said he would start a petition to recall Morfitt. After the hours of emotional discussion, the Assembly adjourned without addressing next steps for the manager position. As of Thursday, Borough Clerk Julie Causey was serving as acting manager. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.